From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. If you imagine that you're seeing a lot of double strollers loaded up with same-age babies, you are. From 1980 to 1999, the twin birth rate went up 67%, and it's still rising. Dr. Barbara Luke studies twins and other multiple births at the University of Michigan Medical School. She says there are two reasons why there's so many twins now.
One is an increase in the number of older women having babies. We have more and more women in their late 30s, 40s, even 50s having children.
Why does that have an effect on multiple births?
Well, it's sort of the lightest, brightest before it goes out. Before you close shop and no more ovulation, there's much more likelihood of a double ovulation every month. And many women who think they don't need to be careful with their contraception in their mid to late 40s or early 50s often are surprised when they conceive twins.
Let that be a warning.
That's about a fourth of the rise. Three-fourths of the rise is really due to assisted reproductive technologies, or ART. And that's a combination of many factors. Drugs such as Clomid and Perginal that any MD can write a prescription for can increase the number of eggs that are ovulated at any one time. And that has dramatically affected the multiple birth rate in the United States. The other is in vitro fertilization, where the eggs and sperm are joined outside of the body and gestated to a certain level of maturity and then re-implanted.
Do you see a series of problems or concerns or whatnot that we ought to have about the existence of so many twins all of a sudden? Does this present any sort of special concern?
Well, twins are at higher risk for low birth weight and prematurity. It's not unusual for our neonatal intensive care unit to be filled with multiples. At any one time, a third to a half of the NICU beds are children of multiple births. Our high point was two-thirds last summer.
Dr. Barbara Luke is chief of the Division of Perinatal Epidemiology at the University of Michigan Medical School. She's written a book called Greater Expectations When Twins, Triplets, or Quads Are on the Way. When twins do come home, they need a daunting array of stuff. We figured somebody out there must be selling things just for all these twins, but we found that most stores offer the good and profitable advice, buy two of everything. Saks Fifth Avenue can do twin layettes for less than it might cost to outfit two single children with undershirts and onesies, blankets and washcloths. Laura Belvedere runs the children's department in the Saks that's actually on Fifth Avenue in New York City. She says the double layettes arrive in two old-fashioned wicker bassinets.
And the baby can sleep in that basket early on. We changed the different things that we're doing. We'll do some burp cloths now. We're working on developing blankies to go that can be gifts. We're always thinking of new gifts to give the customer. We want them to come back. It's all about developing the Saks baby into what I call the Saks child.
Grandmothers generally buy these layettes, and the price can go up and up and up as each wonderful tiny garment is added to those baskets. But twins aren't cheap, no matter where you shop. Schneider's is a very well-priced baby furniture store on New York City's Lower East Side. Ginger Aubrey works there. As it happens, she is the grandmother of brand new twins. We asked her about the big ticket items.
Well, you need two cribs. Everybody thinks they're going to be in one, but in reality, that doesn't work very well, so you're going to need two cribs. Your furniture, one little tiny dresser is not going to do it. You definitely need a double stroller, two high chairs. They'll be hungry at the same time, maybe a bigger apartment.
That would really be the big ticket.
That would be the biggest ticket.
Julie Matsumoto had to find a new apartment. She came into Schneider's to buy paraphernalia for toilet training her 22-month-old children. Julie Matsumoto says she was overjoyed when in her 40s she discovered she was having twins.
I was really hoping for one, just, you know, for the blessing of one. I'm not that young anymore, so I was really pleased to get pregnant to begin with. When I found out it was twins, I felt like I won the lottery. I mean, my husband was a little freaked out, but I really felt like I won the lottery. And then when I found out it was a boy and girl, I thought, this is the way to go.
Julie Matsumoto had her own design firm before twins. She and her husband liked almost empty rooms, just a few beautiful things. But two of everything canceled out that minimalist approach. It helps that the Matsumotos are older parents, financially established.
127.14.
Well, it's never under $100. And if you add that to the two pairs of winter boots I ordered in a catalog this morning, and, oh, let's see, the underpants, the socks, it's kind of a daily event. It really adds up.
Before leaving Schneider's, we sought the expert advice of Ginger Aubrey, sales lady to twins and grandmother of twins. What's the best gift for the parents of twins? Here it is, what Ginger got for her own daughter-in-law, a double breast pump.
It's a big double one, but it also goes on batteries, so it gives you a lot of versatility in where you use it.
So you can perhaps sleep even though you have twin babies?
A little bit of sleep.
Pat Malmstrom talked to us about the myths about twins. She runs Twin Services in Berkeley, California. Her advice, borrow everything if you can. Join support groups for parents for advice and hand-me-downs. Pat Malmstrom says prepare for what's going to happen when the babies are born. Twin shock.
It's what I call the state one goes into when one first finds out one is going to have more than one baby. And then the whole range of emotions and experiences one has during the pregnancy and birth. And after the babies are born, the biggest challenge is surviving the sleep deprivation that comes with the care of babies who will probably keep you awake all night long.
We've read a lot about how one of the big concerns with multiples is that they be allowed to develop as individuals. Do you think that's right? And if it is right, how soon do you need to start thinking about that?
Well, remarkably, anyone who's had a baby knows this. When a baby is born, they tell you quite a bit right away about who they are. You get a kind of a sense of their personality. And it's no different with multiples, with twins or triplets. You have a sense of the person that this baby is. And you respond and interact with the baby. It's a duet you do in response to them and they in response to you. The key for parents with multiples is to relax and give each child what they need when they need it. And I tell parents one way to figure out whether they're responding well to the children's individuality is to think, you know, are you arbitrarily doing everything the same? Just because you feel like you have to, or are you really giving each child what they need when they need it?
One of the things we've heard about twins is that they can be so caught up in the unit that they are not socialized, really.
Well, twins are a social unit from the womb, and they have a tremendous amount of social experience. They have a very profoundly social relationship with each other. And we have found that the twin children have more empathy and ability to reach out and help the other children when they're in trouble in the preschool setting than the single-born kids.
Pat Malmstrom has also written a book with Janet Poland. It's called The Art of Parenting Twins. Finally, we thought of our old friend and colleague John Hockenberry and his wife Allison Craiglow Hockenberry. They are the parents of extreme twins, two sets. Their older daughters just turned three. The younger children were born this summer. We asked what it's like, and they sent us this.
You know, people are going to get the idea that we planned this.
You think so?
Two sets of twins? It's going to be like we're in a rut or something.
Well, we're in a tidal wave. You can't plan for something like that.
Right. But we don't want this to be a warning.
Oh, you mean danger, danger, twins ahead, that kind of thing?
Right. And we don't want people to think this is some kind of biological experiment to test the effects of sleep deprivation.
I suppose we'd call that acquired attention deficit disorder.
I like that. What feedings am I supposed to do again?
You do the feedings after midnight, as long as a baby wakes up after 2:30 a.m. Mm. Unless they sleep until after 6 a.m., in which case I'll nurse because I'll probably be ready to burst. Otherwise, you do anything from 2:30 to 6 a.m. Mm.
What if Zachary sleeps until 7 and Regan gets up at 2:29?
You want to call a lawyer about this? I think I was very clear. Your job is to keep them on the same schedule.
What if a crying baby wakes up Zoe and Olivia at 5 a.m.?
Stall them until 7 if you can. Otherwise, you've got Fruit Loops and Mini Wheats to deal with, as well as Similac.
And all this time, you will be...
sleeping.
Right.
Don't go there.
Right.
Why he's scared?
People should know that we have one set of twins in the Y stage.
Right, the toddlers, which puts the infant still in the wah stage.
But I think we really need to tell people about the joy of twins, all the funny stuff that people don't ever hear about.
Like, twins has nothing to do with twos. It's actually about threes, folks.
There's Zoe.
And Olivia.
And Zoe Olivia. Olivia. They're three separate characters, distinct personalities.
And with two sets, you see, that makes six.
No, seven. Zoe, Olivia, Zachary, Regan.
That's four.
Then there's the older girls.
Five.
The babies together.
Six.
But then there's all four together.
Right, the entity. A two-headed oldest child and a two-headed youngest child. Seven. I've discovered that with two sets of twins, you absolutely have to carry pictures around with you at all times.
Well, daddies should always have pictures of their children to show off.
I know, but this is a little different. I mean, if you talk to people about having a second set of twins and you can't pull out a picture to show them, they get this look on their face like they think you're talking about UFOs or an alien abduction or something. They want to see the evidence, or they just think you're nuts.
But people don't realize that some things are actually easier with twins. Remember how Zoe loved her first bath and Olivia just screamed? If Olivia had been our only baby, we'd have thought we were killing her.
Right, with twins, you don't run around trying to fix what is wrong all the time. The evidence is right in front of you. One's crying, the other's cooing. It's nothing we're doing.
And there's a baby for each one of us. I like that part.
And there's one for each of the toddlers, too. They like that.
Yeah.
I'm naked.
Two pregnancies, four kids. You know, there's a kind of efficiency there.
And in 4 years, I've gone from a network TV producer with my whole career ahead of me to a driver of a minivan with every seat full.
Your career is still ahead of you, and I feel like I'm aging 5 years every month.
Well, there's so much ahead. That's the best part.
It's like we've got this advanced version of the traditional nuclear family.
Nuclear family, you've got that right. Four kids with no oldest, no youngest, and no middle children.
So, should we go for another pair?
What?
More twins.
John, do you see any empty seats in the minivan?
No.
I think you have your answer.
Right.
Allison Craiglow Hockenberry and her husband, John Hockenberry. We also heard from 3-year-old Zoe and Olivia and almost 6-week-old Zachary and Regan. For more on twins, check out our website, www.npr.org.